Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Micah 5, 2-5. The prophecy of Micah chapter 5, verse 2-5. The Lord says, Bethlehem Ephrathah, you are one of the smallest towns in Judah, but out of you I will bring a ruler for Israel, whose family line goes back to ancient times. So the Lord will abandon his people to their enemies until the woman who is to give birth has her son. Then those Israelites who are in exile will be reunited with their own people. When he comes, he will rule his people with the strength that comes from the Lord and with the majesty of the Lord God himself. His people will live in safety because people all over the earth will acknowledge his greatness and he will bring peace. When the Assyrians invade our country and break through our defenses, we will send our strongest leaders to fight them. My theme for reflection is, from small beginnings come great things. From small beginnings come great things. Have you ever noticed how some of the best things in life start from the most unexpected places? Like discovering your favorite restaurant isn't a fancy spot downtown, but a tiny food truck parked by the side of the road. Or how the quiet kid in school grows up to become a groundbreaking leader. There is something remarkable about small beginnings. They remind us that greatness often rises from humble places. Micah 5:2-5 takes us to one such unexpected starting point, the little town of Bethlehem. In the 8th century BCE, when Micah prophesied, Bethlehem was hardly a place of renown. A little clan of Judah, it was overshadowed by Jerusalem and other cities of significance. Yet the prophet foretells that from this humble town would come a ruler who would bring peace and security to a weary and oppressed people. Micah's audience was living in turbulent times. The Assyrians loomed large as a dominant force, while within their own land, injustice and corruption ran rampant. The powerful exploited the powerless. The wealthy took from the poor. And even religious leaders served their own interests rather than God's. It was into this bleak reality that Micah spoke a message of hope. Out of Bethlehem, the birthplace of King David, would come a new king, a new kind of shepherd king, who would stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord. The humility of Bethlehem mirrors the way God often works. Instead of choosing the mighty or the affluent, God chooses the small, the humble, and the overlooked. This echoes through history, culminating in the birth of Jesus Christ, who, though fully divine, entered the world as a vulnerable baby in a stable. As the Apostle Paul reminds us, God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. But Micah's message is not just about foretelling the birth of Jesus. It is about trusting God in the present. For Micah's people, salvation meant more than personal spiritual renewal. It meant restoration of their land, justice for the oppressed, and peace in their community. This is a God who cares for the little clans and the overlooked corners of the world. The same God who promised restoration in Bethlehem still walks today, bringing hope to the humble and strength to the weak. My dear friends, we live in times where power often serves itself, where inequalities persist, and where peace feels elusive. Yet the promise of Bethlehem reminds us that hope comes not through dominance, but through humility, justice, and faithfulness. This message is also for those who have been called to leadership through unlikely circumstances, those who, like Bethlehem, may be regarded as small, insignificant, or even incompetent by the world's standards. God's calling is not about human qualifications, but about his divine purpose. To those who find themselves in such roles, this is a reminder that God has an assignment for you. Just as the shepherd king of Bethlehem was entrusted with a mission, so too must you step into his promises, relying on his strength and guidance, and deliver on your responsibilities with faithfulness and integrity. As we continue to celebrate the birth of Christ, let us remember that the small and unexpected are often where God's greatest work begins. Like Bethlehem, may our hearts be humble and ready to receive the hope, peace, and justice of God's kingdom. And may we faithfully fulfill the roles God has entrusted to us, knowing that his strength is made perfect in our weakness. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how might God be using the small and humble aspects of your life to bring about his purposes? Number two, in what ways can you, like the shepherd king of Bethlehem, stand and care for others with the strength and compassion of the Lord? Gracious God, we thank you for the promise of hope and restoration found in the humble town of Bethlehem. In this season of Advent, we are reminded that you walk through the small and overlooked to bring about your great purposes. May our hearts be as open as Bethlehem's manger, ready to receive the gift of your peace and joy. Strengthen us to reflect your love in all we do, so that we may stand as shepherds in your name, bringing comfort and hope to a world in need. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Shepherd King, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.